Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Chad, let me start with the game that happened last night. As I look at actionnetwork.com, 75% of the money was going toward the Raiders, and that did not work out well for that 75%.
Did not work out well at all, fellas. And I think, you know, that was a crazy game, right? Because the Niners were favored by, they opened at 3, it got bet down to 2.5, so the money was coming in on the Raiders anyways. And then as soon as Nick Mullins was announced, sort of a couple hours before the game, you saw that line, like, just drop. It went to pick, and then by kickoff, it was at -3 Raiders. So clearly, everyone was just betting against Nick Mullins, and, you know, they were wrong. And it happens like that, right? You see radical changes in a game, and you're seeing a couple this weekend that we can talk about, and all of a sudden, everyone thinks that it's going to go in the direction of against the team making the change, and that's just not always the case.
Looking at most lopsided money percentage and highest money / bet difference percentage, you're going to go to the Monday night game, Tennessee and Dallas. People here certainly concerned about that one. Line down to 5.5 Cowboys, but 80% of the money at this point going toward the Titans.
Well, listen, I agree with the money. I like the Titans in this game. And we've talked about this, you know, during the season. I actually like this Titans team a lot. I'm impressed with what Vrabel has been doing. I actually like that he goes to win games. He's not playing for ties. He's got an aggressive mentality. And this defense has been able to surprise people and keep games close. Obviously, there's some offensive challenges here. They have not figured out how to open up the offense and be aggressive when it comes to scoring. But I like how they've been keeping the games, sort of keeping the team in the game. So I think the Titans are going to cover this game.
Another pro football game that is very intriguing, Rams and Saints. This is a couple of brand names that have both been playing lights out. What are you seeing?
Listen, I have a strong opinion on this game. I love the Saints. I'm going to wait to bet this game because so much money is coming in on the Rams.
Yeah.
I want to get the best line possible on the Saints. As a bettor, I tend to favor short home favorites and home dogs. So the Saints are going to be either one of these. My preference is I bet him as a home dog. To me, this comes down to line play. You know, everyone talks about how this Rams team is so well-rounded, and everyone's excited about Dante Fowler Jr. getting traded, and they already have Ndamukong Suh and Aaron Donald. The Saints' offensive line, when it comes to sack rate, is the best in the NFL. So I think, you know, Sean Payton's as good a game planner as there is. And you give me an offensive line that can stymie the Rams defensive line. And you give me Drew Brees, one of the best quarterbacks who's ever lived, at home as a dog, knowing that this game could very well decide home field advantage in the playoffs. I'm going to go with the Saints.
I agree. What other NFL game sticks out to you?
There's two other games I'm looking at a lot right now.
Okay.
One is the Browns. Right now the line's about 8.5. It's going to be windy in Cleveland. It's going to be a little cool. It might be rainy. But mostly, I'm looking at this defense. Like, this is the best pass rush defense in the NFL. They're giving up the fewest yards per play on the pass. They are the second best defense against the tight end. Denzel Ward is one of the top-rated cornerbacks, forget about rookies, just amongst all cornerbacks in the NFL. And we don't know if Tyreek Hill is going to go. He was practicing on Wednesday, then downgraded on Thursday. Even if he does go, he's going to be shattered by Denzel Ward. I like that matchup. So I'm not saying the Browns are going to win the game, but we started the show talking about radical changes, right? I'm not afraid of radical changes when it comes to making a bet. Especially when the defense is playing as well as the Browns' defense has been playing.
What's the other one you like?
The Broncos. Look, I love the Texans. I've been on the Texans a lot this season. I have the Texans at 18-1 to win the Super Bowl. And I have a ticket in my pocket, but they haven't beaten anybody. And in their win streak recently, whereas the Broncos, they've been losing, but they've been losing to really good teams, except for one sort of miss against the Jets. And again, the Houston Texans offensive line is really bad. And the Broncos defensive line is really good. So I think I'm getting a better matchup where it matters the most. I'm getting a team on the road that is flying high, and I get the team at home as a little, probably by the time this game kicks off, they'll be underdogs if they're not already. So I'm playing the Broncos.
Let's go to the college ranks. Alabama and LSU certainly looks like a great game on paper.
Yeah, it does. And I will tell you, the last time these two teams were in the top five and played each other was 2012. And that's when I was running ESPN the magazine. We did an entire issue about this game. And so I was on the field for this game the entire time. And in 25 years of covering sports at ESPN and Sports Illustrated, by far the greatest sporting event I've ever been to. It was electric. On the field for that game, it was amazing. But I think Alabama's going to win this game. And on the Action Network, we had a story the other day. Power, you know, our power rating versus what the point spreads are right now.
Yeah.
Alabama was rated as a 15.5-point favorite in our power ratings. They were at 14. The line had moved up to 14.5. Mm-hmm. You're still getting a point of value to me on Bama, so I side with Bama in this game.
Yeah, I do too. From a fan perspective, I'd love to see a four-quarter game there, but I'm with you. Georgia, 67% of the money going toward the Bulldogs, but the line has gone down from 10 to 8. So a little reverse line action there.
Yeah, wow, nice. The wise guys have come in on Kentucky. The line opened at 10. Like you said, it's moved to 8. I think the wise, look, Kentucky, Georgia obviously had a hugely impressive win against Florida. Kentucky needed to eke out a win against Missouri. But I'm actually impressed with the win against Missouri, not discouraged if I'm a guy who wants to bet on Kentucky. Because the way they won, to go into Columbia and win in Missouri is hard. And what Kentucky showed was that they could stay in the game the entire time and not be fazed by being down and having to make big plays at the end, which is exactly what they did, literally one big play with an untimed down. So I can see why the wise guys are moving it. I think the value is gone. If you want to bet Kentucky, you had it at 10. Now it's at 8. You lost the best of the number. So I wouldn't play it.
You got any thoughts on the way out about Penn State and Michigan?
Look, I think Michigan is really phenomenal. I'm not going to bet this game. I can't give you a strong opinion on it. But I do think that Michigan, their defense is just so good.
It really
there
is.
Might be I think there's probably a little bit of value on Penn State if, mm-hmm. like, you wanted to play it for a touch. But it's not a game, just because I think their offense can explode at times. And, like, there is enough of a sort of delta in the point spread. But it's not one that I feel confident about.
Chad, always appreciate the visits, man. Really interesting stuff. Great site, actionnetwork.com. And people can download the free app, actionnetwork.com/app. Minky and I both have it. We appreciate you, man.
Thank you, fellas. I appreciate you, too. Talk to you later.
All right, Action Network, the app that makes you a better better with real-time spreads, decades of data and analysis, the ability to track every play you make, share your wins with your friends, and stay up to speed on the sports info that impacts you. Download the free app, actionnetwork.com/app.